thinking of going for a couple of days up there, but I don't know. It just seems like the week seems to fly by here.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. God. How are you doing?
I'm holding together.
Yeah. How's your husband?
He's doing okay on the leg that was operated on. The other one is still bothering him, so we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah. It'll take a while, you know.
Well, he was using the other leg probably 95%.
Eddie has arrived.
More than the other one, so.
Wow.
We'll see. He's not running into it, but he's certainly not going to put it off like he did the first one.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Wonderful. How's everybody else?
We're doing okay.
Good. Was it Dottie that was talking before?
Work?
What? I'm just leaving for work, yeah.
Is Carol back at work yet?
Yeah, she's been back for a week.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, she goes in her wheelchair and does her thing, and she's doing a great,
really?
Good job.
Wow.
So, she's tough.
How long do you think she'll be in the wheelchair?
Another month.
Mm-hmm.
So
and she's not allowed to wait there at all?
A tiny bit, but the doctor says just be patient. And
really?
Yeah, he says that this particular type of break takes 3 months.
Wow.
So, she's just being patient.
I guess you have to.
I've been real proud of her. I've only caught her about 3 or 4 times crying about it. So, she's you know, that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
For as devastating and as, you know, as...
Absolutely.
Debilitating as it's been for her. It's been it's been an interesting experience. I don't know if I'd quite go good, but I think it's been interesting, you know. So
well, we learn from all these things that happen in our lives.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, I could barely hear whoever was talking, Dottie or or Rebecca or whoever it was, Loretta that was talking to you when I came on. Barely hear her, but I can hear you well.
It was Dottie.
Okay, so just FYI. Okay?
Okay.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Steve. You too. Anybody else want to say hello?
Nancy.
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
All right.
What's going on in Kansas?
Not a lot. It's a nice sunny day, and my husband finished painting the house, or tried to, so.
We have a front over us that's just spinning around and throwing down rain, which we desperately needed because we've had a really dry summer.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
It's day after day of gloom. It's like, okay, when are we going to see the sun again?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. How are you, Mary Lou?
Doing fair.
Okay. Anybody else want to say hello?
Morning, Nancy. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
A little soggy.
So you have the same clouds we do, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. It was interesting. I think it was on Saturday. The east side of Cleveland got no rain. The west side got, I think, a couple inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Depends
crazy.
On the cloud. I mean, we didn't have sunshine and really cold here, but we had no rain here on the east side. You never know.
Right.
Hopefully one of these days we'll have...
Did anybody on the call yesterday?
Pardon me?
Did anybody get on the call yesterday?
Our call?
Yeah?
Yeah, why?
Yeah I know, because I was on it for about 10 minutes, and there was just music playing.
Really? I think I got on a little late. I don't think it was 10 minutes, though, and...
Came on about 5 after.
Yeah, sure, I was on.
I don't know.
Well, she was out of town, and maybe that's why she was a few minutes late, but no, there was a call. You have to be patient.
I can.
You know, sometimes we start it a little bit late, whatever.
You don't hear music, though.
Right. The first person on gets the music, I think, because I got it this morning.
Huh.
It's lovely music. You really ought to try and get to be the first sometimes so you can see how wonderful it is. And interestingly, this has happened to me a couple of times when you come on. They say, you have dialed, I'm talking about the PIN, and if this is correct, press 1. I've had that a couple of times. Sometimes it's just put me right into the call. This time they ask for my name again. So I don't know why it goes and asks you that. Maybe one of the first people it asks. I don't know.
I'd ask for my name every time.
Oh, yeah, that, but not did you dial this number, the PIN number.
Usually don't get that. So.
Yeah, I've had it a couple of times already. Yeah. Any, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
No, but I have come in and listened to music and went back out and dialed back in, and the phone call was going on. Hmm. So for whatever reason, I wasn't put through to the correct line, apparently.
Or in that time, somebody else started it.
Could be.
I mean, you know, it does take, I don't know, I've never timed how long it takes to get in, but with all the rigmarole we have to go through, it could be...
Has arrived.
Maybe 45 seconds, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, but the conversation was well on its way, you know?
Yeah. Somebody else came on?
Morning, Nancy.
Morning, how are you, Char?
Good.
Anybody have anything they want to talk about?
Not that I can think of. I'm sure there is, as soon as I can wake up the brain from the nice sea air.
So you're at the coast?
Yeah, we're at the beach, yeah.
Oh, I was just trying to think. There was something on, because I watched the Dr. Oz show this morning, and I don't know, he was talking about, that was a piece of paper I had. There were some things I wanted to share on the call. Put it around here somewhere. But anyways, it was funny because, you know, the best place to buy vitamins.
Oh, I saw that yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, but I watched it today.
I disagreed totally.
Yeah.
It was the end of the program yesterday. I haven't watched the program. I caught the very end of it, though, when I was helping my husband, yeah.
Oh.
I think they said, was it a drugstore or a discount store? Or,
yeah.
I mean, it was not.
Target or Walmart?
Well, they were talking price, value, supposed value, but not value, I'm assuming, not value as far as what's in the product.
Right, yeah.
Would be my assessment. And you know, I just remember hearing Ted Aloisio say, never buy your vitamins at the grocery store or at a drugstore.
Well, somebody needs to show him how to kinesiology test.
Yeah. Another thing with our wonderful Dr. Oz, which, of course, my daughter threw up in my face because she knows how I admire his knowledge. I guess at least here, and I'm sure if it's here, it's all the way across the country at Walgreens. I rarely go to Walgreens, but I guess that he there is recommending in some fashion flu shots. And I said, you know what? All doctors are recommending flu shots. He is, you know, at Walgreens. You'll have to go to your Walgreens and see, recommending people get the flu shot. And go ahead.
He's still an MD.
I know. And something I heard, maybe it was the chiropractor. I bet it was the chiropractor. That's who it had to have been. You know, he was the one. He's against vaccines. And he said, you get your immune system cranked up and you won't get the flu.
Yeah.
It had to have been him.
Yeah, it fights it off, and as well as with, you know, other things that your body has to be subjected to. But, you know, you can only make them responsible for so many areas.
Well, I know.
I know other people like to point fingers, don't they, if they can figure out one thing that's not as good, not in alliance maybe with what you're saying.
And what I also mentioned to her was, probably 95% of the population does not have a strong immune system, or whatever the percentage is, and consequently, yeah, they probably should get a flu shot because they may get the flu. I don't know. You know, people aren't aware of the idea of cranking up their immune system.
I got one year, and I got so sick from that,
really?
Never again. The lady I was doing water exercises with yesterday said she was feeling so bad she'd gotten her flu shot.
Mm.
And all, and she said,
I just have felt so bad for two or three days.
Well, I think they have combined the H1N1 with the flu this year, so that you're only getting one shot.
I haven't gotten one. Yeah. I don't plan on it. I did last year.
I'm going to just go over quickly some of the things that the chiropractor talked about on Saturday. For calcium, the calcium hydroxyapatite restores bones. And he talked about goat's milk, which is the closest to, as well as sheep's milk, is the closest to human milk. It has the good calcium and does build bones. Cow's milk is a different type of food, and it doesn't have the good protein. But the goats and sheep is the closest to the human milk. Let me see what this says. Asians don't drink cow's milk. They have 80 to 90% less osteoporosis than we do here. Until, of course, they come here. If you're going to drink goat or cow's milk, you shouldn't drink it every day. Drink it every other day because you could build up an allergic reaction to it. There are 6.8 billion people in the world. It's headed up to 9 billion. If we do a great job on the new vaccine, we can lower that by 10 to 15%. This is what Bill Gates said, and you can check it out. Did you hear what I said just now? There are 6.8 billion people in the world, headed to 9 billion. If we do a great job on the new vaccines, we can lower that by 10 to 15%. You can check www.naturalnews.tv/V=V=A.... Bill Gates was saying that by giving people vaccines, you're going to lower the number of people in the world by 10 to 15%.
Can you send that link down line? I lost you after .tv.
You want me to go over it again?
Yeah.
naturalnews.tv/
Okay.
V as in Victor. Dot.
Jeannie has arrived.
V as in Victor. Dot. ASP as in Peter. ? V Victor equals capital A, dot, dot, dot. I have not tried it. I don't know if it works.
Okay.
But I'll try to remember to send it down also. There's lead in fructose. And possibly high fructose corn syrup. A third of it, at least, is tainted with lead.
Wow.
Eating late at night causes belly fat. It's healthy to have 2 tablespoons of flaxseed oil a day. It's good for menopause. Belly fat also could be caused from food sensitivities. Headaches, joint pain, digestion problems can cause belly fat. Medications can also do that. Water retention under your chin or on your hands and feet could be a food sensitivity. Anybody ever hear of Alkalete?
No.
He's been talking about this for a few months. It almost sounds like it might be a network marketing thing. I'm not quite sure. But he touts it for a lot of things, including good for your bones. It changes the pH of your entire body. He said if there's a food that you're sensitive to, you can open the capsule and sprinkle it on the food, and you won't be sensitive to the food, and the food won't taste any different. It'll give you less soreness after a workout. Your muscles rebound better. It's good for athletic performance by 25 to 50%. So, I don't know. He gives a number where it's available. I believe he also may be carrying it. You know, he does have his own storehouse of nutritionals that he cells. But he's been talking about this Alkaleep for a few months already. Don't know.
Is your chiropractor?
He is a chiropractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell that, Nancy?
You know, he's never spelled it, but I have A-L-K-A-L-I-T-E. I don't know if that's accurate or not. If anybody finds out anything about it, share it, please.
Yep.
It's almost like a wonder drug, but it's not a drug.
Mary Lou
has left the conference.
So, anybody have anything they want to talk about or questions?
Well, actually, I found a piece that I had clipped out of the or page I had taken out of the USA Weekend back in April of 2002. Eat Smart by Gene Carper, and it was quite kind of a question and answer. You asked for it, and it has all kind of vitamins and stuff stuck up there that looks like the question mark. And the question was, do plants in the nightshade family, including potatoes, tomatoes, pepper, and eggplant, produce harmful toxins that exacerbate or whatever it is, arthritis and other diseases? And she says there's no solid evidence to back that up. A recent Swedish study, and remember this is back in 2002 already, showed that a non-dairy, non-meat, gluten-free diet relieved symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. There's possible reasons the meat produces inflammation in dairy and gluten trigger inflammation reactions in certain individuals.
1982, you said?
That was in 2002.
Oh, 2002.
Sorry.
Okay. Wow. There was a blurb on our news last night about Bill Clinton. Anybody else have that?
No.
He has lost, what did they say, 24 pounds? And I guess it's been a while ago. Guess what he's eating, guys?
No, he's eating vegan.
Yep. He is vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got the wake-up call.
I got that down line, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he got the wake-up call.
I wonder if he listened to Dr. McDougall because he was emailing him.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that, yeah.
I think that
Mary Lou
has arrived.
The link I got was from Vegetarian Times, I think, so.
I had gotten the McDougall thing about a month ago, yeah.
I got the
recipe last week, me of all people. I was just, you know, I was looking for something, and of course, then Marty said, moose isn't enough for dinner. It's called black bean and mango rice, and I don't know if I ever sent it down or not, but with some adaptations, I thought it was good. It wasn't hard to make. I'll read the ingredients for you, and it said an envelope of good seasoning, good seasons Italian dressing mix, which I didn't have, so I kind of substituted something for that. Can of black beans, drained and rinsed. It should be rinsed and drained. A package of frozen corn, thawed. Well, I did it while it was still frozen, come to think of it. I didn't realize it was supposed to be thawed. Sorry, go ahead.
That's a 10-ounce package, probably.
Yeah, but I think I had the full, it may have been a 12 or 16, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay.
1.5 cups of cooked brown rice. You know, I'll run through it. If nobody wants me to read the recipe, I won't, but I'll just tell you what's in it. 1 cup of chopped ripe mango, 1/2 cup of chopped red...
You got to down a little bit.
No, I'm just going to read it so you can feel like what it sounds like together, and then I'll go back over it.
Okay.
Cilantro, red onion, lime juice, and ground cumin. All right, I'll go back over it. The envelope of good seasons Italian dressing mix, you can, you know, substitute however you're going to do that with that. 1 can of black beans, rinsed and drained. 1 package of frozen corn, thawed. And as I said, I did it while it was frozen, but the brown rice kind of helped that defrost and helped cool down the brown rice. 1.5 cups of cooked brown rice. 1 cup of chopped ripe mango.
1 cup of chopped ripe mango. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure that these amounts can be kind of fluid. 1/2 cup of chopped red pepper. 1/3 cup of chopped fresh cilantro, which I did not have. Probably could have put some basil in, which I didn't think of. But then you refrigerate it, so maybe not. 1/4 cup of chopped red onion. cup of lime juice. I used lemon because I didn't have lime.
How much was that?
1/4. And 1/4 of a teaspoon of ground cumin, which I didn't taste at all. After you cook your rice, which I had to do, just combine all the ingredients and cover it. Refrigerate at least 2 hours before serving. They even tell you how to cut the mango, which I didn't follow. And it has 150 calories a serving, no cholesterol, 5 fiber, total fat's 1, sodium is 130, but I think that that's depending on what you're putting in there also, and that's probably mainly for the beans, and depending what's in your, if you, what you do as far as your Italian seasonings. 6 sugar, wonder what that's from. The mango maybe, I don't know.
Well, either that or from the good seasons.
True. 45% vitamin C, that's good. 32 carbs, 2 calcium percent, 6 protein grams. It was good, and I'm still eating it. I made it the end of last week, so.
So what did they call it?
Black bean and mango rice salad.
Black bean and mango rice salad. That sounds good.
It is. It's an average rating. This is from craftfoods.com. I don't know how or when I got it. From October of 08, I printed it, and it has 5 stars. So I finally decided to try it, and I thought it was good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And, you know, you can put more or less of anything. And
how
other
do you... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just wondered, I have the hardest time finding a good mango. How do you select one that's best?
There's
I don't know if I'm getting it too raw, you know, or if it's not ripe enough or what.
They're usually very hard when I buy them. Unless I need one today, I won't buy a soft one.
Okay.
And then I leave them out of the refrigerator until they start getting a little soft. I don't want mush. But once they start getting a little soft, I put them in the refrigerator.
So often there's woody and stringy. And
I know it. I just have trouble. I've done 2 or 3 times, and I've not been, the taste of it didn't taste good.
Oh, they're so sweet and good.
Love them, yeah.
Yeah. The woody.
I'll try it that way.
I've had the woodiness, and I don't know, I haven't had that in a while now, so I don't know whether it depends on where they're coming from.
Yeah,
or the time of year.
It's the growing conditions and stuff.
That, yeah.
Okay.
There's also a variety that's called green mango, and they're not to be eaten ripe. And so I don't know how often they get mixed in. I pick those up for the green mango salad that's considered a vegetable salad at the Asian market. But I don't know that I've ever gotten what I thought got, you know, was one of those at the regular supermarket. So I think you're going to get two different, you know, you're going to have to go to 2 different places to get that type of thing. But I know what you talk about with the fibers, but they are still really good in a smoothie. And if mine get too ripe and mushy, I just throw them in the smoothie or else I throw them in the freezer like I do with a banana. Peel them and throw them in. And sometimes when they're really soft, too, you can just grab the peel and pull it off and then just take a spoon and scrape it off with the spoon because they're it's like impossible to peel because they're too soft.
Right.
Or, you know, they've broken down, especially right near the skin, because we go through a fair amount of mango once we got started on it, and that was, you know, just by being in Mexico or some of the tropical areas, we developed a greater taste, and I guess our taste is probably really wide. I mean, I can take them just about any direction, you know, depending on what I'm using them for, of course.
That's a good idea with the spoon because they're impossible to get off the seed when you're or the stone when they're so stringy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, just
that green one is not the same color inside. Am I correct?
Actually, some of them are. You can't by looking at them. They're going to be firmer. You're not supposed to let them get ripe. You're supposed to use them when they are green as dark green grass. And like I said, then they're considered a vegetable. And the same thing is true with papayas. And the Asians have you'll see all kinds. If you Google green papaya or green mango salad, you get quite a few variations of it. But usually it's with onion and I know I put cucumber in with it. And then I serve it over a bed of lettuce. Mm. But
has left the conference.
Really enjoyed that one also.
I remember a couple of years ago I bought several and I cut into it and it did not have a good taste and it was definitely not the orangey color I am used to, and I took them all back because I didn't like them. So I don't know whether it's the same thing you're talking about or not. But the ones here are really sweet, and a couple of weeks ago I bought like a dozen. I was going to freeze them. They still haven't gotten into the freezer.
You peel them and freeze them, or?
Peel, slice, and freeze, yeah.
Yeah,
freeze them on a cookie sheet and then put them in a bag.
Right, right.
Okay. Blueberries, yeah.
Yeah, I've done the same thing because we like them in.
For smoothies. Although, as I'm breaking them apart for the smoothie, if it's crystally, it's still, I don't mind the taste even putting a piece in my mouth then.
Yeah, and you can put them right in a salad. I mean, they sell frozen mango.
Mm-hmm.
And papaya, just the same as they do pineapple and, the other things, and melon, and they're not going to be that much different when they thaw out than a chunk of melon is. Is there
papaya sweet?
Pardon?
Is papaya sweet?
Not like a mango, no.
Yeah, because I tried that.
Has arrived.
Not like the taste of it.
Yeah, that's one that is, that I call that my morning fruit.
Oh.
If I've got that, that's the first thing I'm going to eat in the morning. Just kind of, not like a grapefruit. It's not tart. It just doesn't have the sweetness is all.
Huh.
So I don't see any tartness in it at all when it's ripe. But I like it first thing in the morning, especially. Where later in the day, sometimes I want a sweeter fruit.
I know there's a lot of nutrition in it. I just, when I tried it, I didn't like it. I thought, why am I eating this?
It's known for the enzymes for digestion.
Uh-huh.
Really, really high in enzymes is what they claim it to be. That's what studies have shown is high in enzymes. And so you'll see papaya tablets or capsules.
Right. I think ours has that in it. I would imagine there's probably some C and some A maybe. I don't know.
I would think
so. Because of the color.
Yeah. Because if it's ripe, it's a really beautiful deep color, much deeper than the mango is in color. So I'm sure there's plenty of food value there.
Yeah.
Nancy?
Yes.
Pomegranates are just everywhere right now, and I have so many, but I always think about you. But what all can I use those with?
I love them in my vegetable salad and my fruit salad, but it's a nice crunch to hit in your vegetable salad or the fruit.
All right.
And that's really basic. Although
what all can I do? I've got so many right now.
Do you want my address?
You can freeze those.
You can?
Yeah, I picked them up frozen, and they will work. Now, actually, the other thing I really like them is that relish recipe I sent down.
Now, when you freeze them, Char, you just freeze the seeds?
Yes. Yeah. Break them out of the pot of the fruit and just lay them out and freeze the seeds. Yeah, I had them come in packages that were frozen.
Huh. And, you know how to get them out. You know how to get the seeds out, right, guys? So that they're not squirting all over the place?
Underwater.
In a bowl of water.
Yeah.
Another thing I do, Mary Lou, I'll keep a bowl of the seeds in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And if I, open it, it'll hit me, and I'll put, a handful, not a handful, handful, in my mouth, and they're wonderful that way, too.
Good, I'll try that. Thank you.
Are they early this year? It seems early.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. They've been opening they've been out for a few weeks. And then I finally found an article on it because I never could understand why that they would split open. And so they said that it's because if we have a rain on the weather on them. But and then mine had a little bit of blotch on it, but I saw the same thing at the grocery store in the organic counter. Because if they're organic, then they got some little blotches on it, and the other kind didn't have any.
Uh-huh.
So that tells you that they sprayed, or something. course, I don't. So, anyway. But thank you for that. That gives me some good ideas how to use it.
Do you have that relish recipe that Char talked about?
I don't think I do. That's what I was wondering when she said that. I thought, I don't recall that one.
Hey,
maybe. Do you have it, Nancy?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you pretty much what's in it because I've made it so many times. It's pomegranate, kumquat, 6 kumquats, and I think it's like a cup of pomegranate seeds, 6 kumquats, an orange, and these are all sliced. Everything is fresh. Cranberries, a package of cranberries. There's a little bit of sugar. I'll go through and see if I know the original one came out of a magazine, so I don't know whether I ever put it on my hard drive or not. I'll make a note here.
I never, ever have seen kumquats in Cleveland. My mom used to get them in Florida, but I don't know that I've ever seen them here.
I'm seeing them in more places. Some of the regular supermarkets have been handling them in Oregon. I don't know where they're... Well, they could be coming from California for us, so...
I don't think I have... I'm looking through my recipe book right now, and I don't think I have it here, which means that I doubt that I have it on my computer, because I think I printed each of those. Cran orange? No, that's cranberries and oranges. No. I don't know.
Was who put the recipe out? It was in a Martha Stewart Living magazine.
Oh, I don't think I have one.
It's been years ago that it came out, so. But I know I've got it at home. I thought of Mary Lou because when I was in the market down here, the pomegranates were halfway between the size of a orange and a walnut. I mean, they were the littlest, tiniest, scrawniest looking things I've ever seen for pomegranates. And I'm going, I can't believe those. And they were two for $3. It was just funny that they looked so little.
That is teeny.
And very dried out looking already.
Maybe they're left over from last year. They just found them in the back.
That's what it reminded you of, yes.
No, I don't have that recipe at all.
Oh, you had kumquats and cranberries and orange and pomegranates.
Okay.
And it seemed like there was something else for... Oh, there was a lemon juice, I believe, and sugar, you know, to give that sweet tart.
Okay.
Has left the conference.
There's enough in there to give it the sweet tart just with the fruits that's in there, but...
Hey, well, I might try that.
And I think it was like maybe I used a third of a cup of sugar. It made a pretty good-sized batch. A third of a cup of sugar and part stevia in mine, because when you have those strong-flavored foods especially, you can use the stevia. And get by without anybody ever detecting that you've used, something other than sugar or honey.
Okay.
Speaking of honey, what did I just read this morning? Oh, there was a write-up in the paper about the vegetarian restaurant that we go to outside of Akron, and they not only don't use any dairy products or meat, they don't use honey because it came from an animal.
Yeah, that's
extreme.
Yeah, strictest form of.
But yeah, I had not even thought of that one until then.
And the bees aren't even killed. My God.
No. But their thing is that some people don't do it just because it's the animal.
Right. Animal product.
Right. Nice write up about the restaurant though. They were talking about a B&B in Akron actually. And that they couldn't wait to go to the vegetarian for lunch and then dinner. So, okay. Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Well, we are at the end of the time. For once, we're going to actually get off on time today. So if nobody has any other thoughts, we'll call it a day and be back tomorrow.
Good job, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody's input. And
I've missed out some. Has Brenda been on at all on Wednesdays?
No. And I still haven't gotten a hold of her either.
I wonder, I hadn't heard things.
I don't know. We'll be back tomorrow, so have a great day, everybody. Thanks for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you.